After the annual State of the State last week, now the in-print version, as it were, the governor's budget now in the hands of you and the Senate Appropriations Committee.
That it is. Actually, we started this week taking testimony from the public, and all the public's invited to come up here and testify things, but normally it's people from the community action agencies or something like that that does it, and then lobbyists in come later, and department heads come later. But this gives the citizens a chance to have some input into it. They may not know the actual figures, but they know what they'd like to see, and it was interesting. We had some good testimony come up, and several from the district submitted written testimony, and so that was appreciated. So it was a good week. See, buzzword up here this year is workforce development, and that's always been my thing, is jobs, 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 and the governor's thing apparently too. He's done a great job with the budget, putting it out there and his ideas and stuff like that, but it's creating jobs, trying to get some industry in here, and people can better themselves and get better jobs and stay off the minimum wage stuff and provide well for their family. So he had several different things, adding to some scholarships and taking that on, helping out community colleges for workforce training, because industry wants to come in and have somebody that can be there to train those people. And so that was one of his big things. He did announce that the school funding formula would be fully funded again this year, and that's a big thing for us. Puts more money in STEM, and I was fortunate to secure money for a few schools down there. Wanted the whole district, but for STEM, the science, technology, engineering, math, and so that's been a big thing about it. We did that through the University of Missouri Rolla, S&T as it's called now. That's been a big thing, and he decided to fund that some more. We got some the last year, and so that was a welcome sight for me. And then working on different projects. I think it's an excellent budget. Some of the things that kind of caught my attention, he's also, one of the things is infrastructure, and that's always been a thing of mine, and last year got it passed where co-ops could do broadband if they so choose to do so. And he's putting a little bit of money, not a fortune that's going to do much, but hopefully there's some federal money comes along, we can have some matches then that can do that. So he's recognizing that. One of his big things too was bridge funding, with the sales tax, gas tax being defeated at the poll. He's looking for other alternatives, and one of his alternatives was to have a bonding issue. And we're one of 10 states that has AAA rating, which means if we have to borrow money, we can borrow it cheaper. It means our finances are in good shape. And he's proposing a $350 million bond issue that's going to take care of around 250, 300 bridges. He does want to build a new bridge across the Mississippi or Missouri, but he wants to go to the rural areas and take care of those bridges that have weight limits and can't handle the weight that goes over them now. Some of them are washed out, and some of them are just, there's that many declared dangers. Being the Ozarks, we have lots of streams, lots of hills and lots of valleys, so we have lots of streams down there, and the rural area is going to come out real well if we can get that passed. It's all preliminary right now. That's one of the things I'm excited about getting is funding for that. It will be at a cost, at a bonding cost. The payment of the bond would come out of general revenue, not out of highway department funds, that allow the highway department to go ahead and spend on other problems in the state. We have some bridges that are so bad that they're putting nets underneath them to catch falling concrete. We've got to take care of that infrastructure if we're going to get jobs to come to Missouri.
A lot of time between now and second Friday in May.
There is. Budget's going to be an awfully big part of it, and the governor's doing an excellent job getting out there, visiting with people, finding out what their needs are. I hope that the Appropriations Committee can look seriously at his budget, and it's okay to have some differences with him, but work with him and go to him. If you've got an issue with something, I can walk in his door and say, hey, I've got an issue with this, and sit down, let's talk. So he's just really good at that, about being really personable. Good for all of us.